Miracle night. Need a miracle? Your miracle is here today, right now. Welcome to Miracle Night. Your miracle is here. Your host, Prophet Jason Leopard. Thank you guys for tuning in. Listen, I want to go ahead and tell Penny to put that on there. Hello, James. Hello, Mr. Wyndham Prophet. That's another prophet we're raising up, guys. Put www. She's going to put the give thing on here, guys, so you guys can give tonight, okay? I'm going to give you an opportunity to be blessed to sow tonight, okay? www.godsavingministries.com/partnership. She's going to put that on the screen for me right quick. And I'm going to go ahead before I get started here tonight, guys. I'm going to show you guys what we're doing. I'm going to share the vision with you. We are starting up a motorcycle ministry. We have ordered the patches, and we are buying the t-shirts. We're starting outreach. We're going to be helping families. We're going to be helping. We're just going to reach out to people. We're going to hold tent revivals. We're going to be preaching and singing outdoors. We're going to be cooking and raising money up for people that's got burnt houses or whatever may God may bring our way. It's an outreach. We're reaching out so God can reach in. And that's what God is doing through this motorcycle ministry. She'll get that up, guys. Bear with her. She didn't put the .com. But it's okay. It's .com. Anyway, she's putting it up there, guys. /partnership. You can go to the partnership page and you can sow tonight. I always give people opportunity to be blessed. Why? Because Philippians 4 tells us, Paul was stating to the Philippian church, I'm not trying to get something from you, I'm trying to get something to you. Here, I'll do it, baby. Hold on, guys. You're saying it too fast. No, I'm not saying it. You're just not comprehending. Hold on, guys. Penny's trying to do things she's not equipped to do. She's trying to learn, but she's not equipped to do it. I mean, you can get equipped to do anything if you want to do it, though. But if you don't want to do it, you won't get equipped. But anyways. Anyways, we're gonna be on honor tonight. We're gonna be on honor tonight, guys. And there's down below is our partnership page. But we're gonna be on honor. What does honor do? And I want to get into this. And don't leave, guys. Listen, that's what I'm saying. People leave and they. I know. Be patient with her. She's trying, guys. Listen, she's just filling in where people need to be filling out, you know what I'm saying? But that's part of ministry, you know? I do stuff all the time that I'm scratching my head too. But you know what? I figure it out and I work it out. I work it out, okay? Anyways, I want to talk on honor tonight with you guys. I really been being led to this tonight is honor. What do we get out of honor? First of all, we want to talk about honor tonight. And the Bible says in Proverbs 3, and I'm going to give you evidence of what God is showing me with honor. We look at honor as something that we see a lot less of in the 21st century. We see less honor than I've ever seen in my life. We don't honor a man of God. We don't. We don't honor a pastor. We don't honor our bosses. We don't honor children. Don't honor their parents. Come on. We don't honor God in our finances. We don't. Because if you honor God in your finances, it'll show. It will. So let's give you some evidence here. I want to dive into the Word of God and give you some scripture to what I'm saying here tonight. Honor is something we must do. And if we don't do it, it fails and it shows in our lives. in our situation. We see people all the time struggling financially. I'll tell you right quick, you're struggling financially, you're not honoring God. I'm just saying. Honor shows in the areas of your life where you do not honor. It does. When we don't honor God with our finances, it shows. We struggle continuously financially. And you're never going to get nowhere, just by the way. You're never going to get nowhere until you start honoring God with your finances. And we're going to start there tonight because that's where people just don't want to hear. And I like to preach where people don't want to hear because I'm a type preacher that I don't tickle your ears. I like to make you mad. Why? Because when I make you mad, that gets you into a place of saying, God, you know what? Maybe he's true. Because people don't want to hear about money. Why? Because it's their God. Why do you think all these preachers is preaching on money? Because it's their God. Now, I'm not going to harp all night on money, but I'm trying to show you something here. In Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with thy substance and the first fruits of thy increase. Now, I'm trying to show you something here. If you don't honor God with these things, and listen, guys, we ain't getting on here flip-flopping tonight, talking in tongues, and we've learned nothing. Here's the thing. People don't want to learn anything. They want to jump on stuff. It's like my motorcycle out there. People want to get a bike and they want to ride it down the road, but they don't want to read the manual book. They don't want to go train on that bike and learn what that bike does. No, guess what? They end up in a tree wondering why they end up in a tree because they don't know how to control what's under their legs, which is a bike. I'm just speaking honest truth. But listen to me here. Give me just a minute. In John 5:23, that all men should honor the Son, even honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father that sent him. So if you don't honor Jesus, and how do we show Jesus honor, guys? I'll show you how we show him honor. He said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you in my Father's house. Listen, how do we show him honor? We tell the world that Jesus lives. That's how we show him honor. We spread his good news and out into the world like Billy Graham did. That's how we show Jesus honor. How do we show the Father honor? By respecting his Son. I just showed it to you, John 5:23. All men should honor the Son, and even as honoring the Father, he that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father that sent him. Now, we honor Jesus. We honor God with our finances. How do we honor our parents? Oh, guys, I'm going to encourage you. We're getting into the step now. That we're going to get into the step where we honor our children, honor your parents. Come on. Go get your children and say, listen, sit right here and listen to the pastor tonight and listen to him because this is going to save your life. Listen, if you don't honor God, we're going to go here first. If you don't honor God in your finances, here's what's going to happen. You're always going to suffer financially. I'm just saying. If you don't honor God in your finances, you're always going to suffer financially. You're always going to be broke. You're never going to get nowhere. You're always going to get to this place and be broke and always be broke and always be broke. Listen, God don't want that for your life. Now listen to Harper. This is good tonight. This is wonderful. I want to go to Ephesians 6. If you'll turn with me to Ephesians 6, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you something tonight that's going to change your life, children. And Amanda, you get your child by you if he's somewhere around you because he needs to hear this. This is a matter of life and death. Come on. I'm fixing to show you something that's going to save your life, children. I see this more and 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 more. Children do not honor their parents. I did not honor my parents for a long time. I said, I did not honor my parents for a long time. I did not honor my parents for a long time. Now watch this, Ephesians chapter 6. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6, if you would. I want to show you guys something. I want to show you. I see this going on in the 21st century. I see this going on right now as we speak. I see this going on today. I see this going on in this generation. And I see it more and more and more. Children are dying at a young age, but I'm going to tell you why, children. I don't care what your mama does to you. I don't care what your daddy does to you. I don't care what kind of excuse you got. And I'm going to get on this real hard tonight. I don't care what your excuse is, why you don't honor your mother and your father. There's no excuse. I'm fixing to read you something, children, that's going to save your life. And if you don't abide by it, your life will be shortened. And I see it more and more. Children are dying in car wrecks. My child died when he got shot in the chest because he did this very thing. He just dishonored what gave him life. He dishonored what gave him life. You never want to dishonor what gives you life, guys. So you don't dishonor your father and your mother. I'm going to tell you something. There's no excuse of doing this. I don't care what your excuse was. Well, they've never been this. Okay, let's get into scriptures because I want God to tell you through scripture. I want to give you an evidence of what I'm saying. And here's the evidence in the Bible. Listen to this. It reads, Ephesians 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou shalt may live long on the earth. Now, let's stop right there. I want to elaborate on this just for a minute. First of all, he's talking to children obeying their parents. You're talking about obeying my parents? Yes. Notice he said, in the Lord. Sometimes my wife had a question, says, well, some of these parents are telling kids to do evil things. I said, in the Lord. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. Now, what is honor? Honor is something that we do, and honor is something that we show. Whether our parents is showing it to us or not. Guys, there's no excuse why we not do this. You wonder why that your health is going bad. I'm telling you, I'm giving you a prophetic message tonight that God has spoken to me. And he said, Jason, I want you to tell the body tonight that the children are dishonoring the parents. And that's why you see a death happening and this sickness is going aboard in these young children. That's why we see this going on. Because there's no honor in the house anymore. Used to, I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to be transparent with you. I didn't always agree with my parents, and I still today don't never agree with my mama. But I can tell you this. I have learned in the Lord to not disrespect her, because when I disrespect her, that's when God shortens my life. You never want to disrespect something that gave you life. Come on. You don't want to disrespect God. He gave your mother life. Why would you want to disrespect him? But we do all the time in our finances. We don't honor God in our finances. I'm telling you, you don't. You use every excuse why you don't. Well, Lord, I can't afford to. Well, what if he said on the cross he couldn't afford to die for you? Come on. Why do we use these excuses? Well, I would honor my parents, but they did this and did that and did that and did this. Listen, stop with the excuses. Stop with the compromising spirit. A lot of you are compromising with God about your finances. A lot of you are compromising. A lot of you are compromising and saying, God, I will when I get a chance, or I will when I get the money, or I will. Quit compromising. My God, I'm just gonna preach it how God has given it to me. Guys, it's not when, and it's not where, and it's not how. It's we should. And what happens when we honor? We get honor back. God shines on your finances. God rebukes the devourer for your sake. This is not, honor is not a command. I'm going to tell you that right now. Honor is not a command. If it was a command, he wouldn't have worded it like this. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. But he said, honor your father and mother, which is first commandment with a promise. If it was command, God wouldn't give you a promise to do it. My God, that's good. If it was a command, then he wouldn't give you a promise if you did it. If tithing was a command, then he wouldn't give you promise if you did it. Because in Malachi, he said, give your tithes into the storehouse that I might not rebuke the devourer for your sake. God is saying, when you do these things, I'm going to do this. Until you do this, I'll do this. Come on, James tells us to draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to us. Listen, guys, God is not going to make a move till you make a move. When you start honoring your parents, then God will start giving you life. And life more abundantly. John 10:10. He came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Until you line up, God will line up. My God, my God. You're never going to see the blessed life until you line up. I'm not bending your fingers and telling you going to hell because you don't tithe. I'm not bending your fingers telling you going to hell if you don't honor your parents. That's not what I'm saying, because honor is not a command. Honor is something you do because God has left it to your decision, because when you do do it, he gives you a promise. What's the promise? That you may will live and live long on the earth. He gives you life, guys. And children, if you disrespect your mother and your father, you will not live that long. You won't. I'm just telling you. This is a warning to the body. I'm telling you, share this with your children, because I'm tired of seeing children die at a young age and get out their own drugs and get shot and everything else. Why? Because they're not honoring their mother and their father. They're not. Well, they don't have nothing to honor. They got a divorce and they didn't show me something honored. Quit using excuses. You got all the excuses in the world. Nothing gave you an obligation to honor. It didn't say honor your parents, honor your father and mother if they was a good mom, honor your father and mother if. It didn't say that. It just said honor them. But right here, I like what this says. It says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. But down here to the second verse, my God, this is good. Down here on the second verse, it says, honor your father and your mother. It didn't say in the Lord. My God. It didn't say in the Lord. Read the scriptures and study the scriptures to show yourself approved. You got to divide this word rightly. Children, read it for yourself. Come on, get in your Bible with me. Ephesians 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord. It said for parents, you in the Lord, you got to obey your parents in the Lord, children. If they're not in the Lord, you don't have to obey them. Come on. If they're not in the Lord, you do not have to obey them. But on this second verse, in that case, it says, honor your father and mother. It didn't give no stipulation, in the Lord or out of the Lord. Now watch this. Which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou must live long on the earth. Whether they're in the Lord or out of the Lord, it does not matter. God wants you to honor them regardless. But if they're in the Lord, you got to obey them. And if you don't obey them, then you're going to suffer consequences. Trust me. Now watch this. I'm going to go on. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the abomination in the nature of the Lord. Now watch this. Servants, be obedient to your masters according to the flesh with fear and trembling, with singleness of heart, as unto Christ, not with eye service nor man pleaser, service doing the will of God from the heart, with good and will service, as unto the Lord, not unto man. Now I'm going to tell you something. Your servants is not always godly. Your masters are not always godly, folks. Come on. Your boss is not always godly. But God has commanded us, if they're doing the right thing and not telling you to do the wrong thing. Now let me get this clear. We got a government right now is telling us to do things that's ungodly. And we look in the scriptures as Paul and Silas was preaching, and they shut down the preaching in the city. Now watch this. They shut down the preaching in the city, and Paul and Silas went against the authority of the government because they went against the authority of God. So anybody that goes against the authority of God, you don't have to listen to them. And you don't have to obey them. You don't, folks. Because Paul and Silas was in prison and they sung in prison, but how they got in prison is because the government shut them down for preaching. And there's going to come a day where we're going to have to come against the main authority, and like we're doing now, and people don't want preaching no more, but we got to go against God's authority because he's the main authority. Watch this. Listen what he says here. It says, now watch this. With good service in the Lord, not unto man, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord. Whether he be bond or free. You know what that means? Whether he be lost or saved, it does not matter. So otherwise, if you practice this, you don't even have to be saved to practice this. God's going to have favor on you either way. And you masters, do the same to them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master's in heaven. So everybody's got a responsibility to adapt here. We got a responsibility. See, people don't like teaching. You know why they don't like teaching? Because they don't want to learn. Jesus said, learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly. Jesus went about teaching the synagogue. Why? Because he wanted people to learn. And that's the thing about the body of Christ. We need to sit down and start learning the Bible. We need to start learning what the Word of God really means. We need to start studying to show ourselves approved unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth. Listen, we need to start studying this Bible on a daily basis.
to find out where our life is lacking. Come on.
Well, I listen to the preacher every day. No, you don't need to listen to a preacher. You need to get in the Word yourself. Have you ever thought about dusting the dust off of that Bible and getting into it yourself to find out where you're wrong at? Your life's in a wreck, and you got the manual book right by you, and you don't want to read it. My God. Lord, I don't understand why my finances are going bad. It's all in the Word, guys. I don't understand why my marriage is going bad. It's all in the Word. We don't want to pick up that Word and read the manual book. That's why our life is in a wreck. We don't want to read the manual book. I got a Harley Davidson out there. And you can ask my wife, everything I do to that bike, I want to learn about it, how the pistons work, how to change the oil, how the brakes work, how does it work when I lean this way, how does it work when I lean that way. What am I doing? I'm studying that bike because I want to be a professional motorcyclist. I want to be a professional at it. I don't want to get out there and run into a tree and die because of something I didn't know. That's what's happened to us. We're getting out here in this life and we're perishing because things Satan has saying, oh, you don't need to read that Word. You don't need to read that Word. Oh, yes, baby, you do. You got to get in that Word and tell God, God, I got to learn. Teach me, God. I got to learn this thing because I got to learn the things in my life that I'm doing so wrong. My people perish from lack of knowledge. The thing is, we don't want to learn. People say all the time, Jason, how can you build websites? How can you build apps? How can you build these things? You must be smart. No, I want to learn. And that's the problem with America. They don't want to learn nothing. They don't want to learn a darn thing. They want everybody to do it for them. See, you don't want to get in here and learn nothing because deep in your heart, you don't want to do it. You want to be lawful, lazy, and everything else. You don't want to do it. If you want to do something, nothing will stop you from learning something. Well, I'm stupid. Well, you know what? You're stupid because you're sitting there. You don't want to get smarter because you're lazy. You don't want to get and learn about things because you're lazy. You're not stupid. You're lazy. Just saying. You're not stupid. You're lazy. I've seen a lot of people, they don't want to learn nothing. Well, I'm not that smart like you, Jason. Well, you don't have to be smart. You have to be willing. Plain and simple. If I had a restaurant full of people and can't find why I couldn't get out the orders, well, I go to the problem. What's the problem? The employees are not doing their job. And maybe I don't have enough employees for the volume of work that's coming into my restaurant. Why don't we, you know, we try to make this thing so complicated. We try to make it so complicated. Well, Lord, I can't do this, and I can't do that. And you know what? You're going to can't, and you're going to can't, and you're going to can't, and you never will. Let me tell you something, guys. I'm probably the most intelligent guy you'll ever see. And I'm going to tell you why I can say that with confidence. Because I am intelligent in Christ. I started out with this thing. I couldn't even read the Bible. I called myself stupid. I called myself this. Well, you know what? As long as you call yourself that, that's what you're going to be. So as a man thinks, so shall he be. That's the Word. Well, Jason, how can you have that Word just come to you like that? It's called the Holy Ghost. It's called the Holy Ghost inside of me. You know how you get that? You start praying for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And when the evidence of tongues start happening, you got the Holy Ghost, baby. There you go. It's that simple. Well, how can you remember these things? The Bible says the Holy Spirit will give us remembrance. It's not me doing this. It's the Holy Ghost, guys. It's the Holy Ghost teaching you tonight. It's not Jason. Get your eyes off of me and get your eyes on him. My God, my mercy. We don't want to learn nothing. We don't want to learn nothing. You know what it is? We want everything to be done for us. We don't want to learn anything. A lot of people don't want to give, but they want to receive. I just said a big one there. You missed that one. A lot of people want to give, but they don't want to receive. A lot of people want to give, but they don't want to receive. Well, I want to be blessed, Jason. Pray I get a... You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Don't ever ask me to pray over you when you're not a tither and you're not a giver. Don't ask me that, because you know what I'm going to tell you? That's the first question I'm going to tell you. You better not come ask me to pray over your finances, because I'm going to ask you a question. Are you a tither and giver? Because if I pray over you, it does no good. Because I cannot bless something that's cursed. And that's what the word says. You are cursed with a curse. I ain't doing no good praying over your finances. You know why? Because you're not a giver. And the Bible calls you cursed with a curse. Read it for yourself, Malachi chapter 3. It's the word, guys. You can't argue with them. You can't argue with God's word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never pass away. Not one jittle, not one rot. So don't never come to me and ask me to pray over your finances, because I'm going to ask you two questions. Number one, are you a giver? Are you a tither? Because if you're not, I'm not going to pray over you. And you're going to look at me crazy, and you're going to say, you know what, Jason? That's kind of cruel. No, it's not cruel. I'm wasting my time and yours too, because you know what? I'm just praying against God's will. And God's will for your life is to be blessed. God's will for your life is to give, and it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaking, running over. God's will for your life is to become like his son. How are we going to become like his son? Being selfish with our goods and our substance. My God. Well, I give, Brother Jason, but... You know, I have to be in the mood for it. Oh, really? Okay. You have to be in the mood for it, huh? That's called a sparingly giver. You reap sparingly too. See, the measure you give, the measure be measured back to you. People give when they want to give. They give where they want to give. Come on. They give where they want to give. They'll give over here. Well, the Lord told me to give to this ministry. Well, the Lord told me to give to this ministry tonight. But you know what? God ain't telling you to give to all kind of ministries. I'm telling you that right now. Think about it. He said, put your tithes into a storehouse. Not houses. House. Read it for yourself. He didn't tell you to go plant over here and plant over there, plant over here. And you know what? Nobody stays faithful in no ministry either. They're over here 1 minute. They're over here 1 minute. You know what? A double-minded person's unstable in all his ways. I can give you the word of God all night. I can make you so mad. I can make you so flaming hot that you'll never come on here again to listen to me. You know why? Because I'm not here to tickle your ears. I'm not here to tickle your ears. I'm here to ruffle your feathers, and I'm here to ruffle you out of your comfort zone. I don't care. The way I look at it, God's getting his job done anyways. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that preacher, oh, he just wanting our money. I don't need your money. You got to understand, look at all this stuff behind me. God's will's getting done with you or without you. I'm just looking for a blessing for you guys. I'm looking for a blessing with you guys. I'm not trying to get money from you. I'm trying to get a blessing to you. I'm getting tired of you calling me, well, Jason, pray over this. Pray over that. Glory to God. I don't know why I'm suffering financially. You're suffering financially because you're not obeying God. I get tired of hearing it. I get tired of seeing it. Well, Jason, my sickness and my health's going down. Look what you're doing. Evaluate yourself. Why is your health going down? Could it be that you dishonored your mother and your father and you're still doing it? Come on, evaluate yourself. Judge yourself so God will not have to judge you. Come on. What does the Bible say? Judgment starts in the house of God. You don't think God will judge you? Well, you need to read your Bible. A lot of you need to crack that thing open because it's been dusty for quite some time. I'm going to tell you something. God judged the whole city over gayness and over being queer and everything else. And you think he's winking his eye at it now? I'm here to tell you he's not. I would grieve with my spiritual father, David E. Taylor, because he's not winking his eye at it. Evaluate yourself. Ask God, God, what am I doing so wrong in my life? Why do I keep getting these wrong results? I promise you, it's because things that you're not doing. You do the right thing, you get right results. You do the wrong thing, you get wrong results. I feel the anointing here tonight, guys, in here in this studio in Blue Ridge. I'm telling you, I feel the anointing in this room. You do wrong things, you get wrong results. You do right things, you get right results. My wife, we moved up from Bowden, Georgia, down there where Amanda is and Harper and Jason and all them are right now. She wanted to move up here to help her parents. Now watch this. Sometimes her mother, I'm going to be transparent for a minute if my wife don't mind. Sometimes her mother just gets on her everlasting nerves. I'm just going to be honest with you. And she gets on mine too, sometimes. But I wouldn't dare disrespect that woman at all. You know why? Because she is my wife's mother, and she gave her life. It don't mean you always agree with them. But anyway, long story short, she come up here, and she said, Jason, God told me to go help my parents. And we got to move to go have our parents. So we lost our house down there, gave up our house to come move in with them, to help them, and that's what we done. So here we go traveling up here to Blue Ridge. Lo and behold, here we are in our own log cabin now because we come up here to honor her father and her mother. And look what we got in return. We got a nice log cabin of doing so, and they back on their feet. She was helping them. Her mother had back surgery and all this stuff. She was helping her mother through back surgery. So she honored her parents. She obeyed God. And in the doing so, this is what God gave her in return. He gave her a nice house. We gave her a nice truck. God gave us a Harley out there, gave her a nice job, me a nice job. You know, we obeyed God, we honored each other's decision, but we honored God's decision in both decisions. So you do stuff, you get results. See what I'm saying? So when you do stuff, you get results. When you tithe, you get results. When you honor your father and mother, you get results. Look at your life, evaluate your life. Look in the mirror. Say, God, there's things in my life that I don't understand why this is happening. But guys, you have the manual book with you. It's the Bible. It's all in the Bible. God will let you know what you're doing so wrong. Why you keep suffering in this area? Why do I keep suffering financially? Because you're not giving. You're not honoring God with your substance. Well, Lord, why am I suffering? Why can't I have this peace like Jason? Why can't I be on a high like Jason? Because you're forsaking the assembly yourself together, seeing that day approaching. And let me give you some evaluation on that. This ain't a thing you do on Wednesday night, and it's not a thing you do on Sunday. You need to find you a partner and fellowship with another Christian on a daily basis, because the disciples broke bread from house to house day by day. They fellowshipped every day. They didn't do it on Wednesdays and Sundays. Come on, guys. We need each other every day. We need to encourage each other on a daily basis. We need to call each other up and say, Amanda, what you doing today, girl? What's going on? What's going on? And we need to encourage one another in the Lord. We need to send encouragement out on a daily basis. On a daily basis. See, this church world's got it crazy. This church world's got it crazy. Oh, it's on Wednesdays and Sundays. Yeah, and who knows? You know, come Sunday, you already suffered. Devil done got you in a figure four. The devil done got you by a chokehold, choking you, and you don't know how to come out of it. You know how you come out of it? The Bible said where one or two or three are gathered in his name, there I am in the midst. Why do you not want to spend time with Jesus every day? How do we spend time with him? We come together where one or two are gathered in my name. That's in the Word. You know, I fellowship with Brother Jackie Summers out of Pensacola, Florida, every day. I call him every day. And you know what? Every time me and him get talking about the Lord, the Holy Ghost falls and gives us revelation. We get a daily word from each other. God said where one or two are gathered in his name. Why don't you want to spend time with Jesus every day? How do you do that, Brother Jason? Just get with another believer and y'all get to talking about the Lord. And you know what? Jesus will come down and give y'all revelation and give you bread from manna every single day. Ain't that wonderful? Why don't you want that? I can't get people to call me every day. I can't. You know, they really struggle with that. I'd be waiting on the phone. I said, Lord, I'm ready to fellowship with somebody. I'm ready to fellowship with somebody. I drive a truck. I drive 18-wheeler guys. My phone is on my ear all the time. So you want a fellowship, just dial the number up, 423-618-0813. Dial it up and say, you know what? We're going to fellowship with Jesus today. Me and Brother Jason, we're going to fellowship today. We're going to get in the Spirit, and we're going to pray this thing out on a daily basis. It ain't no Sunday and Wednesday. You better find you a partner. You better find you somebody spiritual. You better find you somebody you can go to on a daily basis and get this thing going. Kelly or Jason. That's right. Me or Jason. That's right. Guys, we got to fellowship on a daily basis. Now, let's go to this. I'm going to show you guys something. Right quick, like. Watch this, guys. Give me a minute. Let me show you something here. Give me just a minute. I'm going to show you that fellowship is important, and it will end right here, guys. I'm going to show you that fellowship is important. And guys, by the way, y'all can listen to us on our podcast. You can go download it on the Kingdom Radio podcast. You can go to Google or Apple and download our 24-hour radio station, The Kingdom Radio. A lot of these messages will be on there singing 24 hours a day. We also got a Podbeam. You can go to podbeam.com and listen to all these messages, guys. Or you can go to Kingdom iHeartRadio and go to The Kingdom Radio, and all that will come to your phone. All these messages that you missed. So don't forget that. Watch this, guys. Somebody look up fellowship for me. There's a scripture in the Bible. I'm trying to find it right quick. It says that do not forsake the assembling yourself together that day approaching. If somebody could find that right quick for me. I'm trying to find it myself. But if somebody could find that real quick for me, I really appreciate it. I want to show you guys something with that. Show you guys something with that right quick. I can just type in forsake. Maybe I'll find it that way. I want to show you guys something. I want to show you something. I want to show you something, guys, right quick, if I can find it. Anybody found it yet? I'm trying to find the scripture, guys. Forsake not the assembly yourself together for that day approaching. I want to get the word to you guys. I know it's in the New Testament. Can't find it right now. Hold on, guys. Just give me a second. This new Bible software, we're trying to find it. But anyways, that's all I have on the podcast tonight, guys. Thank you so much.